Hey everyone, welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. And I'm Jeff. Today, we'll be discussing proper nutrition for your flock and ways to meet their winter needs. Winter can be more challenging for us as chicken tenders. Sorry, bit of a dad joke there. Warm winter allows us easy access to supplemental foods for our birds. They can dig up bugs, some can free range and forage, while others get the benefit of picking through our garden weeds or grass clippings that we bring them, and then there are garden scraps. Summertime seems to have endless opportunities to easily and inexpensively supplement the feed for our flocks. But then comes winter. Our flocks may not want to be outside as much, or they might not be able to dig up the bugs in the hard frozen ground, and finding fresh greens will be more challenging than when the weather is sunny and warm. In the cold weather, our flocks still need all the same nutrients that they need in the summer, plus more. They'll be using more calories daily to stay warm. They may still be growing feathers back after a fall molt, which requires additional protein, because feathers are made up of about 85% protein. And they may still be producing eggs if you've given them enough light. So what can we do to make sure we meet nutritional needs in the winter? First, be aware that each species in each life stage will have its own requirements. You need to be aware of the life stage of your flock and what the base needs are for that life stage of the species you have. For example, ducklings will require a lot more niacin than chicks and more protein for at least the first 2 to 3 weeks. Guinea keets will need even more protein than the ducklings. So noting these type of differences, you can see it's important to have a working knowledge of the basic nutritional needs of the birds you are raising. And as a help, Meyer Hatchery has a help desk, articles, and blog on meyerhatchery.com. Many of the winter days in our area of Ohio are fairly mild compared to some other places. So when should you worry about supplementing a flock? It's best to have a complete feed available every day first. This is the feed with enough protein, calories, vitamins, and minerals to meet the basic daily needs of your flock. But when the bitter cold winter winds get us to where it's gonna feel like single-digit temperatures or lower, that is a great time to add some extra calories, protein, and to keep your flock maybe inside the coop. What kind of treats or supplements should you be using on these cold days? Well, continue with the usual things you give your chickens. For most folks, that's a high-quality layer feed and kitchen scraps. For extra protein, you can mix some game bird or turkey feed into your layer feed. You may find these feeds to be as high as about 27%. Black oil sunflower seeds are great too. You can mix these into the feed or sprinkle them on the floor of the coop to get the birds moving with some digging and scratching to help keep them warm. Try to keep the extra treats at about 10% of the flock's daily intake. You can also use scratch grains, cracked corn, or hang some mealworm sweet. Another way to fight boredom when it's cold and the birds are staying inside is to hang apples or vegetables so that the birds can walk around and peck at these nutritious treats. Sprouting greens for your birds when the weather is very cold is another way to give them healthful treats. While they lack the easy access to the greens of summertime, they'll happily move about to search for greens sprinkled in the coop. One thing I'd like to remind you about is water. Do not take it for granted in the winter. There may be snow and ice around, but the birds still need water in the liquid form. if you have waterfowl, make sure you provide them with water that is deep enough for them to get their whole beaks into. They need this because when they eat, they then need to go to the water and clear their noses. It's okay to take some hot water out to help break ice free from frozen water bowls and assist you with cleaning them, but when you give the water to your flock, make sure it is warm and not too hot. We don't want to burn any of our feathered friends. Extra protein, healthful treats, activity, and fresh, clean water can go a long way toward getting your flock through another winter. So I hope I've given you some good tips to keep your flock warm and well-nourished and to help you get through the winter season a little easier while we wait for spring together. I'd love to hear your thoughts and want to know if you have any ideas or topics you'd like me to talk about here on the coop. So please send an email to podcast@meyerhatcher.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And with that, I want to thank you for listening to The Coop. Be sure to subscribe. And if you'd be so kind, drop me a review. Do you know that you can save $5 off your next Meyer Hatchery purchase over $50? You enter the coupon code THECOOP at checkout. Remember, life is good because we have chickens.